Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Day with Ray. Let me just begin this study by saying how grateful I am for you, that you are studying God's Word, and I am praying that this podcast, 4 to 6 minutes most of the time, is just an inspiration to you to get into the Word of God. God wants to speak to all of us. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants to reveal Himself to us, and He loves it when we take the time to know Him through His Word. We're going to ask Him to bless our time, so let's go to Him in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we do just that. We ask You to bless our time in Your Word today. We know that You, Holy Spirit, are our true teacher and that no one is able to teach like You. We ask You to relate it to our lives. Give us the power of Your Word to live it, Lord. We'll be careful to give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, If You Know Jesus, You Know His Father. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 7. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where you go, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And in chapter 14 of verse 7 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. Where we read, If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. The verse reads, If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. John began with the words, If you had known me, which means whether and in case you, Thomas, perceived, noticed, discovered, and discerned me, Jesus, you should have known, or you, Thomas, would have perceived, noticed, discovered, and discerned my Father also. Which means, my Jesus' Heavenly Father God, even so and indeed. John shared how Jesus told Thomas, if he really knew who he was, he would know his Heavenly Father as well. The verse goes on to say, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. John continued with the words, and from henceforth, which means, and apart from this moment in time. You know him. Are you, Thomas, perceive, notice, discover, and discern the Heavenly Father, and have seen him, which means, and have observed, beheld, and perceived the Heavenly Father with the mind. John shared how Jesus told Thomas, from the time he was speaking to him forward, he would know the Heavenly Father had already observed him. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus told Thomas he already saw God the Father when he observed Jesus. Jesus was God come in the flesh. You can see John chapter 1 and verse 14 for more about that. And Jesus manifested what the Heavenly Father is like. God loves people and his desire is to have a personal relationship with them through his Son Jesus. Anyone who submits to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. And those who are wise will study Jesus' words carefully and surrender their lives to him who has clearly demonstrated what God the Father is like. Next time, John shares how Jesus' disciple, Philip, says, Lord, show us the Father. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.